And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, Sincere Servant Syndrome. Sincere Servant Syndrome. Also, everyone is in this seminary. And have you ever heard somebody say, look at all I've done? Kind of like Nebuchadnezzar. And we'll close it out with, I can't live anymore.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Let's see. Tugboat Todd, do I want to do politics this hour?
No.
Okay, no politics. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that's for sure. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
There is an ancient Chinese proverb that says married couples who love each other tell each other a thousand things without talking. They do it, of course, with the nonverbal use of their eyes, their touch, their body language, and their presence or their absence. Experts tell us that more is said nonverbally between lovers than verbally. That's why email, tweets, and text messages can be dangerous, because they omit the nonverbal dimensions of communication. It's also why God gave us both a written word, the Bible, and a living word, Jesus Christ, to get the full impact of what He is saying to us. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover what God has said on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Hi, friends. Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a big month here at KPRZ, asking for your help to help Cross International feed over 300 children in the country of Guatemala. These are kids literally starving to death, facing chronic malnutrition. Many of these kids literally are known as the forgotten ones. We're asking for your help to join our wonderful partner there on the ground in Guatemala to feed children for the next year. It's a one-time gift of only $39. It provides food every single day. Let me give you the number. We're asking for your help, as I mentioned, to get over 300 kids fed for the next year. 866-843-9500. 866-843-9500. Let me give you that number again. It's 866-843-9500. Every $39 gift feeds a child for a full year. Check out the banner for Cross International at kprz.com.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Hey, thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Happy half birthday to the David Spoon Experience. It is 4.5 years today. Yep. Happy half birthday to you. Happy half birthday. Okay. Best I got, folks. You really start singing it, you got to pay royalties.
Not anymore.
Huh? Not anymore. Or did it get released?
Yeah, they
wow.
got released.
Boy, those two ladies made a little money, that family, didn't they? Anyhow, this
best was when he used to go to restaurants and they would like have their own way to sing it because they didn't have to pay royalty.
That's a good idea, huh?
So it was like funny. It was like Chili's and those kind of places. So
yeah.
They'd be like, happy birthday, or, you know.
Yeah, so it was all the tune. It wasn't really the words, right? Yeah. Oh, that's just the way I sing happy birthday. I get the first line out. I leave that on my kids' phones, you know, and that's why they don't call me for a week. That's how you do this. I parent at a distance. Okay, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our very good friend Sam Rasul. He's doing a fantastic job taking care of the David Spoon Experience listeners. I'm serious. So we've had people call. We had somebody call yesterday. They were able to get in touch with Sam's group today. And those are the kind of things where if you're looking to do real estate, if you're looking to buy a place, if you're thinking, well, you know, maybe I want to sell my place, if you're thinking, I'm not sure if I'm ready to get into a place, or maybe you're looking at downsize, you got a couple of different options going on, get in touch with Sam, who will walk you through the process of helping you make the decision, and he won't charge you for that. He doesn't charge you. He doesn't go, oh, just a looky-loo. That's what they used to call people in the car business. When people would come and they would not buy a car, then the agents or the salespeople behind their back would say, they're just looky-loos. Well, there are no looky-loos if you're doing genuine service to people in the community. That's what Sam does. If you sell, if you buy a house through Sam or you sell a house through Sam, 25% of that commission goes to a church or a ministry of your choice. If you need help to fix up your house, he forwards up to $25,000, takes the money back out at the close of escrow, doesn't charge interest. If you need somebody to come and walk the property so you can know what's going on, Sam comes out and spends the time with you. That's what he does. So the key component there is to recognize that if you want to do transactions in the real estate realm with somebody that is reliable, thinksam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1-SAM, 858-780-1-SAM. You can go to his website, ThinkSam.com. And if it's for somebody else, then Tugboat Todd and I say,
send him to Sam.
That's right, send him to Sam. Thank you very much. You know, he does say other things, but that's the one big line where he's got to kind of step up and perform. That's it right there. Here we go. Do we have a sound for this beginning one right here? The title of this, Sincere Servant Syndrome.
Sincerely.
There you go. Sincere Servant Syndrome. Being a sincere servant. Say that 9,000 times fast. Being a sincere servant of the Lord will at some point lead to two things. You're thinking, what do you mean it'll lead to two things? Two things. You want to tell you what those two things are? Probably good for the notes. Probably good to know. The two things are being yielded and being broken. Ooh. Dave, I thought you were going to cheer me up. Maybe. That's my line. Being yielded and being broken. If you are a person that's going through trials, you may be in the being yielded or being broken scenario. Let's look at the being yielded. Genesis 22, 1 through 12. We're not going to do all the verses. Just listen. Sometime later, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. What did Abraham do? Verse 3, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey and took him, two of his servants, and his son Isaac. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place that God told him to go in a distance. So he told his servants to stay there with the donkeys. Can you just imagine this moment? First, God gives Abraham this phenomenal promise. You are going to have descendants all over. Then, as Abraham grows more and more attached to Isaac, his son, the child of promise, God says, okie dokie, Abraham, take your son Isaac, take him up to the Mount of Moriah in the region on the mountain of Moriah, and then sacrifice him as an offering. What does the scripture say in verse 3? Early the next morning, Abraham got up. Abraham was not a person who messed around with obeying God. He didn't go, I need to fast a bit. He's like, yep, all right, here we go. Let's get up. Let's go. Let's do this. And on verse 4, it says, on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. I find no way to miss the correlation that Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was over a processed 3 days, part of three individual days. And there it is, Abraham on his third day, looking up and seeing it in a distance. And let me tell you how that must have felt. I do not know. A dad taking his promised, cherished child, looking at the place that he is going to sacrifice him to make sure he proves his loyalty to God and to prove and demonstrate, not to God, but to Abraham himself, that his submission was genuine and real and not societal faith. There's a lot of American Christians. That does not mean they are actual Christians. A lot of people that add it in like apple pie and Chevrolet. Doesn't count. Here is a man that was willing to sacrifice his son at the obedience to God. You think, well, he never would have done it. Well, that's exactly why the scripture says, as Abraham picked up the knife and got ready to kill Isaac, because he was never going to do it. Oh, no, but he was going to do it. Why? Because there is no permission for any believer to have any other gods in their heart in any capacity but the Lord God Almighty. There is no room for any other shrines in your heart. And if the Lord asks you to take your Isaac and lay it down, you best had be ready to do it. And that is the first and foremost call of a sincere servant, is to be yielded, which is why you call Jesus not just Savior, but Lord. What's more ironic is Christians will say, yeah, well, the Lord will never ask you to do this, that, or whatever. He asks people all the time to sacrifice things that are ultimately precious to people in order to make sure that the idolatry is gone. You can't have another king before the king. You understand? You can't have another love that steps in between you and God. Anything that stands between you and God is God for you. You're thinking, no, I have to be famous. What if the Lord says, no, you don't. Lay it down. What if you're like the rich young man who loves money? And what was Jesus's command? He so loved his money, he thought he was such a good guy. Jesus said, great, give it all up and follow me. And the guy went, nope, not going to do it. What is your nope, not going to do it? That's what you got to get rid of. Look, it's not going to be a living being. Except it could be your love for somebody that's so strong that you're loving them more than you love God. And that's a sin. But Dave, it's my child. Yeah. And it was Isaac was Abraham's child. So you can see that God is serious about this. You can't have anything else in your life that takes up residency the way that God takes up residency. You can't love your children, your wife, your husband, your family, or any other thing on earth compared to your love for God. Jesus reinforced this teaching by giving the extreme, by saying, if you don't hate everything else compared to that love for God, you got problems. No Isaacs that become shrines in our heart. That's the first requirement of a sincere servant syndrome, to be fully yielded to God. When we come back, we're going to look at the second element and demonstrate why actually everybody is in some form of seminary. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRI, is the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. I lost my way
now. It's breaking me into. The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRI, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jet the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. In Luke 18, Jesus tells of two men who went to the temple to pray. One, a Pharisee, boasted to God about his self-righteous efforts. The other, a tax collector, humbly acknowledged his sin. The Pharisee didn't receive forgiveness. The tax collector did. When Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," he was referring to people like that tax collector who know they're utterly destitute of any human resources that will commend them to God. And so they rely totally on God's grace for salvation and daily living. If you want God to hear your prayers and minister to your needs, be poor in spirit. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's a great way to do it. Then the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment, which we either call, typically I call it His Appointment because I'll tell you why. Most people can remember that URL easier. So we have churchdisappointment.com, hisappointment.com. The whole premise of the book is that some of the things that we go through, which can be really lousy at the outset and kind of look kind of goofy, have greater purpose than one would know. It really comes down to the providence of God and whether or not he's involved in all things that take place in your life. And I will give R.C. Sproul a big shout out here, actually. While it is a fact that we do not understand all the mysteries, it is also knowable that the Lord permits And even to the point of permitting Adam and Eve to make that decision. Let's just, I mean, he didn't, you know, he could have stopped it. It's not like he couldn't have stopped it. And had a plan in place right then on the spot. So it's, the point is, everything seems to work out. You think of that as like, but Adam and Eve, I mean, who would have wanted that to happen? Nobody. But it was through that action that Jesus Christ became known. And it's like, you can't take that. You can't remove that. I like that in the theological sense, because it's comforting. It brings that sense of comfort. All right, we're going to do our what's bugging me aspect first, and then we're going to get into the second seggy, the what's bugging me. You want to do the sound for what's bugging me? Let's do it. Got it. Okay, what's bugging me? Brought to you by E. coli termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
For those coming back.
Huh? Oh, they're coming back. I'm going to call 1-800-332-BUGS and take care of them. 1-800-332-BUGS, ecolatermite.com. That's how you take care of them bugs. Now I'll tell you what's bugging me. Now, this isn't really political, because I said we weren't doing politics, but it's a little funny. Now, for those that don't think it's funny and you think that's really immature, I agree. Right now, it's immature, what I'm about to tell you. And I disagree that it's not funny. I just agree that it's immature. I'm with you on that. So for a couple of years, I've been trying to get onto Right Wing Watch, the list, because they watch Christians who don't agree with them. Christians who believe that same-sex marriage is inappropriate and not biblical. Christians who believe that people shouldn't purposely commit adultery. You know, people that believe that the Bible is the word of God, people that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on the cross, they can't stand any of them. And it's actually based on People for the American Way. And what's bugging me is I sent yet another email today saying, could you please tell me how I can qualify so I can be on your right-wing watch list? And they never reply. It's 3 years. They haven't replied yet. They won't tell me how to get on their list. Not a list so I can get an email so I can know what's going on the list for people to stay away from. I can't figure out how to get on their list. I don't know. Did you get that? That's Tugboat Todd just got it. That's what's bugging me. Yes, I was dropped on my head.
Guess I have to try harder.
I know. I don't know what else to do. There's nothing I can do. Okay. Right when I'm done with radio. I know the Lord. Right when I'm done. Watch that David Spoo guy. Stay away from him. And it's like, I'm not even there anymore. All right. First thing we talked about was being yielded as part of the sincere servant syndrome. Now I want to talk to you about what everybody is in regards to seminary. You know how I've been going through seminary and I got, you know, my grade and I got all my classes lined up, all excited. Woo! And actually I'm really excited because we're getting into some deep, deep, deep theology and I like it. I happen to enjoy that. But there's another element that I want to talk to you about that has to do with this calling that God has put on your life and my life. The first is to be yielded, to have no other gods. And there's little question. There's nobody, like, you can't really argue that point. There's not a lot to argue there. Here's the second one that you won't like as much. All right? And the second one, so the first thing is to be yielded to God. That's a real requirement for us. And the second one is different. It's harder in some ways. It's called being broken. Being broken. Luke chapter 20, verse 18. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed. A lot of commentators are like, well, that's all the same thing. No, it's not. The word but is right in there. Whenever you have the word but in a sentence, it means on the other hand. So you got two different things. When you connect them, the conjunction is but, you know, that one is on one end and one on the other. Here it says, everyone who falls on that stone, referring to Christ, will be broken to pieces. I got a message for you. If you are a Christian, there are times where you are encounter experiences where the whole plan of God is to break you. You're thinking, what? He loves me. Right. That's why he breaks you. Because if he doesn't break you, if he doesn't break me, we just function in our own pride, our own spirit, our own arrogance, and we think we control everything. And the Lord doesn't let us do that. In fact, this is really the best seminary because it gives us direct identification with King David, who was, by Samuel the prophet, pronounced to be the next king. And what happened to David right after he was pronounced to be the king is he started working with Saul, then Saul got jealous, and now David, who was told he was going to be the king, is running for his life in the scripture, and he's hiding in caves because God is beating the Saul right out of him. How about that? God is going, I didn't like Saul's kingship, and I'm going to show you why you're not going to be like Saul. You're going to be under Saul, and you're going to understand. And God beat the Saul right out of him. So when David was king, he was an excellent king. Nothing like Saul, but he had to break him first. Wow. You think, no, that doesn't sound fair. Sorry. David said, I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. Guess what happens when pottery breaks? The Lord, who's the potter, takes the pottery, puts the water on it, which we could call the Holy Spirit or anything else, and then remolds and makes you what he wants. Romans chapter 9, verse 20 through 21, but who are you, O human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? God is the one who does the forming. He's the potter. You're the clay. He gets to make you the way he wants. If you don't come out the right way, he drops you so you can break, so he can take all your pieces back together and do a little remolding. That's called brokenness. It is these two elements, being yielded and being broken, that are the seminaries in order to reach the highest call of all in humanity. Oh, did I just drop that? It's like a microphone. Boom. Being yielded. There you go. Perfect. Being yielded and being broken are the seminaries that you and I go through in order to reach the highest call that God has done for us and God has called us to. We're going to discuss what that highest call is, but what I want you to keep in your heart and mind is being yielded could be requiring us to give up our Isaac, and being broken can be God dropping you like pottery on the ground in order to remold you, and that's part of the plan. He didn't slip and drop you. He dropped you so you'd break so he can mold you again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, Mark Larson here. Well, this year we've had the rain, we've had a little sun, a little more rain, a little more sun. You know what that means? Look who just showed up. It's Sue Freeze, the termite lady. Sue, the perfect question to ask when you hear, a little rain, a little sun, what do you think of?
Oh, man, that's easy. Termites chomping our house.
Oh, listen to those things. Yuck. That's what termites do. They head inside for the winter and they don't go away at other times of the year. We don't want that, do we, Sue?
No, we don't. You know, Adicola Termite and Pest Control, we can keep that from happening with our alternative, mother-approved treatment methods.
And what are some of those, Sue?
The heat method is by far amazing, and it's clean, hot air. And it will take care of the eggs and the adults, and you don't have to leave for 3 days and 2 nights.
Wow, listen to those things chomping away. Unbelievable. Don't let that happen to you. Call Sue Freeze and Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Call 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-2847 or termitelady.com.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
This is our break from the grind of life. We can pause. And it's something we have to schedule like everything else we put on the schedule.
Your family is busy, but the dinner table is a great place for you to connect. Here's Ted Cunningham on Focus on the Family Minute.
We want our kids to walk away from our family table when they leave our home going, that was a place that was slow, it was enjoyable, we were relaxed. I feel there is where my mom and dad really got to know me. They asked me probing questions there. One of the big aspects of the family table for us is safety. This is a safe place, so you can share. We can hold one another accountable here. We can confess here. We always want that family table to be a place where they long to come back to. We want them to come back. We want them to bring their children. We want them to bring our grandchildren.
Hear more from Ted about making mealtime a priority at familyminute.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got to confess something. I never mind confessing. It's easy. Get stuff off you fast. I love doing the show, but I much rather do teachings like this than, you know, I mean, I like doing the interviews, but I just, you know, sometimes politics just, it just drains me. It's like a bad clogged nose. You know, it's like, doesn't matter if you take Tylenol Sinus or the Vicks Inhaler stuff or whatever, and it's just like... Just how it feels sometimes. And it's not just politics. It's some of the other stuff. Now, when we talk about, you know, racist salads, I find that funny. But the teaching stuff in Scripture and just the applying, it's not just you that gets to hear it. I get to hear it. And sometimes I need it just as bad, if not worse, than you do. So just think of that in mind. Now, I don't like that particular example they used to say as a preacher. If you point one finger back, you got three fingers pointing back at you. Right?
The You're father, also giving the thumbs up.
Yeah. The other thing about that is if you point your finger in radio, nobody sees. It doesn't matter. Okay. All right. Let's tell you who this segment's brought to you by. Steve Wheeler, who I had contact with today. He's going to be in the studio Friday, a week from today. He'll be in the studio. I got some stories from Japan that are, like, amazing. And I'm telling you, Steve's stories are amazing about the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whitefields.org is a ministry we support. Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral are people that we support. We believe in what they're doing. They take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Their main focus is supporting rural pastors. And I'm trying to tell you, I'm not talking about rural pastors, and by that I mean somebody who's in, you know, Carlsbad. Okay? I just want you to get that. Got to remove that. Okay? In fact, while they do some supporting in the United States, the type of place they would support would be places that are so far out of contact that even by our standards, an hour and a half away from other touches, from other people. Well, that's what they do, and they do that in various countries. Some places that it's fine to do it in, like Canada. Some places where it's not fine to do it in, like countries where you're not allowed to preach the gospel openly. Yes, there are countries like that. So they encourage pastors. They stand by them. They strengthen them. Then we stand by them, and we pray for them, and we hope to strengthen them, and we give to them. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check out the ministry and just get a feel. See if it's your cup O tea or cup O soup, whatever. Just figure out if you like it or not. But at a minimum, you can pray for them just because they're sponsors of the show and because they're doing the Lord's work. And it doesn't take a lot to mention somebody. And as Paul said, I never forget to mention you in prayer. You can mention Steve in prayer. It won't hurt. Promise. All right, let's get into the next segment. First segment we talked about was being yielded. Yielded is not fun. I'm just saying it. To be yielded means you can't have anything in your heart between you and God. So it's really ironic because typically you could be suffering through the besetting sin syndrome where you're trying to get over that, and you can be going through different things, but those things that you keep in your heart are like those loves. And most people who have besetting sins don't love their besetting sin. They're stuck in it. They're trying to get out of it. But then there's these secret loves. And they have, people have them. It's like, say they don't. I understand that some Christians claim they don't. I get it, but they're lying. So my point in that is that nothing can stay there. If you have something in your heart that's between you and the Lord, you have to ask the Lord to help you remove it. You have to sacrifice it, even if it's a love for a child or a family or anything like that. Because nothing comes between you and God, period. He's the creator. He's your father. And he expects that response from you. The second thing we talked about is being broken, which I think is one of the hardest things in all of Christianity. That the Lord wants to remold me, and sometimes the only way to remold me is to break me. Sometimes you can shine something and make it look better. Sometimes you got to just take a hammer and go whack and start over. It's like, you know, you hope you don't have to go through that, but people do. And King David certainly went through that process of being broken and defined himself as pottery that was broken on the ground. And Paul relates to that when he quotes in Romans chapter 9, 20 and 21. But those two seminaries lead us to one place. That's what I want to talk about, the one place. Philippians chapter 3. If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regards to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for legalistic righteousness, I was faultless. Wow. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, and consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. In verse 4 and 5 and 6, Paul lists his religious accomplishments, and they are impressive. He did a lot of great legalistic righteousness things. He had good pedigree. He had a good upbringing. He had good training. In regards to his zeal, he was willing to persecute the church in order to stand in his legalistic righteousness. And all of his fantastic accomplishments as a person, he considered to be rubbish, trash, refuse. He said, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Whatever I thought was super fantastic hurt me. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Everything in life compared to knowing Jesus is trash. That's what he said. Being yielded and being broken, those seminaries are for the purpose of enhancing the truth that everything else in life is rubbish compared to knowing Christ. That's it. You think, well, I can make the... Nope. There it is. It's living in that understanding that everything else is rubbish compared to knowing Jesus Christ. And I want you to catch something because it's super important that he says. He says, I considered all a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus. He didn't say I considered all a loss just so that I can know of Christ Jesus. but know Christ Jesus. You see the difference? You can know of football, but you probably have to play to know football. It's not, you know, I can know of In-N-Out, but until I shove a burger down my mouth, I only know of it. If I eat it, then I know it. Pretty simple. We don't get away with the knowing about God. James chapter 2, verse 19 says, you believe there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You know, Satan knows God is real. He knows of God. He doesn't know God. He knows of him. The demons know of God. That's nothing. We need to move past the knowing of into the know. And everything else that you may accomplish religiously, worldly, otherwise, because these are worldly accomplishments that he's listing, worldly religious accomplishments, they mean nothing. They're nothing. Because apart from that connection to Jesus, it's nothing. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the wars, and I do, and I think I'm really good at repenting. I do it so much, you know, but you get up caught up in the wars and the political this and that. And then I get sometimes caught up in the eschatological wars and the pneumatology wars and the essence of the spirit and how he functions in different believers. And, you know, because I see differences and you get into all these different things. And it's like, oh, that's like, wow. And I like theology. So don't get me wrong. I enjoy that. But it's nothing compared to the knowing of Jesus, the time spent in prayer, the time spent in the Word, the engagement, his residency in my heart. That's at the top. And everything else is trash. That's what you got to live. You have to live the walk that way. You can work it out on all those other issues under the umbrella of knowing Jesus. You can figure all that other stuff out and fight and go back. Okay, cool. I don't even have a problem with that. But we have to recognize the priority. Being yielded and being broken are our seminaries for knowing Jesus better. And that's why you don't drop out of the school. Right? If we come back, we're going to just hit one more element that's extremely important about how we can't live anymore. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, friends. Tom Lewis here on AM 1210 KPRZ for Cross International. This is an important month here on the station as we partner with Cross International to reach out to over 300 children in the country of Guatemala. These children are children faced with chronic malnutrition. They need food. They need water. They need the gospel. They need your partnership. We're asking for you to join us to help feed 300-plus children this month. I wonder if we could get you to the phone right now. How many could you feed over the next year with your one-time gift? $39 is all it takes to feed a child for a full year. That means you can feed a family of five for only $195. Could we get several of you to do that right now? The number 866-843-9500, 866-843-9500, or look for the Cross International banner at kprz.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Looking back on President Trump's opening months in office, not even the most determined detractors of the president can rightly blame him for dividing the country, since the nation was already deeply divided before he came to office. Barack Obama lost control of Congress to the opposition party, barely winning 51% in his reelection bid. George W. Bush also won narrow reelection and lost both houses, while leftist activists demonstrated to demand impeachment. Bill Clinton actually was impeached. This bitter, persistent divide stems in part from changes in media. With the rise of cable news, talk radio, and the internet, news sources today don't even pretend to be up the middle. Meanwhile, churches that used to draw congregants of all orientations now identify as unashamedly liberal or outspokenly conservative. Politics is polarized because the public is more polarized, with more Americans living in ideological enclaves where big majorities share the same outlook. I'm Michael Medved.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I occasionally tell you if you want to send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I think I should maybe tattoo it on some part of the... Well, no, it's right there on the board. I just don't look at it. You know, I'm not the best at the radio hosting thing, okay? But I sure have a passion to do better in the Lord each and every day, and that's what I try to share. Here we are talking about what I think is kind of a cool subject, which is this sincere servant syndrome. These two really big schools in the kingdom of God for each sincere believer, and that is being yielded, having nothing between you and God in your heart. He takes first place, and then also being broken, which has a lot to do with being moldable as he conforms you into the image of Jesus Christ, as Scripture says, glory by glory, which means step by step. These two seminaries are foundational in order for us to reach the highest call, which is our relationship with the Lord. Now, here is the moment where I breach or break from other ministries, even on this station. Because I'm going to say something to you that you could, it's not blasphemy, it's just something you might disagree with. Here you go. Do we have a sound for this? All right, play this. Go ahead and play this sound. Good job. At least you got that. It was good. Did you come off of the thing I sent you, the YouTube thing?
No.
Okay, good. All right, here it is. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You're not going to like it, but I'm just going to tell you this is what it is. Ready? I'm going to lay it out to you. Ready? Your relationship with Jesus Christ is more important than your ministry. Now, I know I happen to work with some ministries that don't have that same thinking. It's not an issue of a fellowship. I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," which I'm not sure how Jesus said that. It had to be like, "Martha, Martha." You know, it had to be something like that. "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now here, it's just super simple. Mary and Martha, they're sisters. Mary is the doer, the organizer. She's, you know, doing preparations for dinner. She's doing preparations for whatever they're doing, all the fellowship. Some people compare the Mary in this situation to church workers who always say, "Well, gosh, Lord, send more people to help us do the work." And then Martha, that's Martha. I said that wrong. So Martha's the one's doing all the preparations, and Mary's the one's just sitting there listening to Jesus. So what Martha's compared to is the church busybody people that are working, and Mary's the person that's the pew warmer. You ever heard of that expression, the pew warmer? That's what Mary's doing. She's just sitting in the pew absorbing. Here's the problem that ministers don't want to acknowledge. Jesus said, hey, you know that absorbing? That's really good. Because there's Mary sitting at Jesus' feet doing nothing except for absorbing. And Jesus said, that's fantastic. Because the key component in ministry, to be honest, is right relationship leads to right ministry. And you better have it right between you and Jesus before you're telling other people how to get it right between you and them and Jesus. When Jesus was baptized before he went into ministry, the Father said, here he is, my son, with whom I'm well pleased. With what? He didn't do any ministry yet. No, but he was connected to the Father. It's important for us to understand that that relationship with God is at the peak. And I know people go, well, no, that's not really more important. It's more important to serve. Nope, it's more important to sit at Jesus' feet. You're wrong. And it's clear in Luke 10, 38 through 42. Here, let's just look at Philippians 1, 21. For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Paul said that, Philippians 1, 21, right where he says, you know, I'm stuck in this ministry and I'm trying to do this and I don't know if I'm going to stay. I don't know if I'm going to depart. I don't know if I'm going to die. I don't know if I'm going to live. But one thing he said for sure, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. How can dying be the gain? Because he's closer to Christ. So it was like a win-win for him. He was like, well, I'm connected to Jesus. I die. Pfft. I'm next to Jesus. That's over. And the reason that I make that, and I do would make this passionate plea, is that you understand that ministry is essential, but it can't be based off a distance from Christ. I love what Keith Green said when he was alive. He was a music guy many years ago. Well, now it's many years ago. I can't even believe I'm saying that. But he said, you can't get so caught up in the work of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the work. You can't beat that statement right there. You can't get so caught up in the work of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the work. You can't get so caught up in all that other stuff that you don't have time for Jesus. And don't tell me you don't have time. I guarantee any human being in the world, even President Trump, I can find 20, 30 minutes in his schedule where he could spend extra time with the Lord. Bet you $1 billion. I bet you every piece of dollar on this planet, somebody can find 20 minutes to go, I'm going to hang out with God. You ever take a bath? There you go. You ever take a shower? There you go. You can open up your mouth and talk to God in the shower. It's not like he's going to go, oh my, you're naked. It's God, right? You know that, right? He's the creator of humanity and the anatomy. You know that, right? I'm just saying. You talk to God anywhere, anytime. Well, that's not reverent. No, what's not reverent is not talking. That is the truest element of not being reverent before the Lord is not spending the time with him. This is just far superior than any other concept. After all, when it's all said and done, trumpet blows and we're all done, you know what we're going to do for eternity? Spend it with God. Might as well start learning now. Might as well get on it now. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 70-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.